So, like parties, shows, stuff like that?
He looked past me, as though he expected to see a white tiger or possibly some skimpily clad assistants prancing around my one-room office. I sighed, not in the mood to get mocked again, and reached for the mail he held in his hand. No, not like that. I don't do parties. He held on to it, his head tilted curiously.
So what? Some kind of fortune teller? You know, cards, crystal balls and things?
No, I'm not a psychic. I tugged at the mail. He held on to it.
What are you then?
What's the sign on the door say?
It says, Harry Dresden, wizard.
Well, that's me.
An actual wizard.
He grinned as though I should let him in on the joke.
Spells and potions? Demons and incantations? Subtle and quick to anger?
Not so subtle. I jerked the mail out of his hand and looked pointedly at his clipboard. Can I sign from my mail, please? The new mailman's grin vanished, replaced with a scowl. He passed over the clipboard to let me sign for the mail. Another late notice from my landlord.
You're a nut. That's what you are.
He took his clipboard back.
You have a nice day, sir.
I watched him go. Typical. I shut the door. My name is Harry Blackstone Copperfield Dresden. Conjure by it at your own risk. I'm a wizard. I work out of an office in Midtown Chicago. As far as I know, I'm the only openly practicing professional wizard in the country. You can find me in the Yellow Pages under Wizards. Believe it or not, I'm the only one there. My ad reads, Harry Dresden, Wizard. Lost items found, paranormal investigations, consulting, advice, reasonable rates. No love potions, endless purses, parties, or other entertainment. You'd be surprised how many people call just to ask me if I'm serious. But then, if you'd seen the things that I've seen, if you knew half of what I knew, you'd wonder how anyone could not think I was serious. The end of the 20th century and the dawn of the new millennium had seen something of a renaissance in the public awareness of the paranormal. Psychics, haunts, vampires, you name it. People still didn't take them seriously, but all the things science had promised us hadn't come to pass. Disease was still a problem. Starvation was still a problem. Violence and crime and war were still problems. In spite of the advance of technology, things just hadn't changed the way everyone had hoped and thought they would. Science, the largest religion of the 20th century, had become somewhat tarnished by images of exploding space shuttles, crack babies, and a generation of complacent Americans who had allowed the television to raise their children. People were looking for something. I think they just didn't know what. And even though they were once again starting to open their eyes to the world of magic and the arcane that had been with them all the while, they still thought I must be some kind of joke. Anyway, it had been a slow month. A slow pair of months, actually. My rent from February didn't get paid until the 10th of March, and it was looking like it might be even longer until I caught up for this month. My only job had been the previous week when I'd gone down to Branson, Missouri to investigate a country singer's possibly haunted house. But it hadn't been. My client hadn't been happy with that answer, and had been even less happy when I suggested he lay off any intoxicating substances and try to get some exercise and sleep and see if that didn't help things more than an exorcism. I'd gotten travel expenses plus an hour's pay and gone away feeling I had done the honest, righteous, and impractical thing. I heard later that he'd hired a shyster psychic to come in and perform a ceremony with a lot of incense and black lights. Some people. I finished up my paperback and tossed it into the done box. There was a pile of red and discarded paperbacks in a cardboard box on one side of my desk, the spines bent and the pages mangled. I'm terribly hard on books. I was eyeing the pile of unread books, considering which to start next, given that I had no real work to do, when my phone rang. I stared at it in a somewhat surly fashion. We wizards are terrific at brooding. When I thought I wouldn't sound a little too eager, I picked up the receiver. Dresden.
Oh, is this, Harry Dresden? The wizard?
She was apologetic.